If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage. I'm Tony Bruschi. Some new evidence coming to light today in the Alex Murdaugh trial. Evidence that specifically focuses on Maggie Murdaugh and the state of her body once it was discovered. A crime scene investigator testifying that tire tread marks were found on the leg of Maggie Murdaugh, indicating that she came in contact with an ATV around the time of the fatal shooting. Dr. Kenneth Kinsey did clarify, though, that the impressions do not necessarily mean that Maggie Murdaugh was run over, but rather that she came in contact with the vehicle at some point that night when she was murdered at her South Carolina home. What that means is anyone's guess. How you come in contact with a tire usually means you were run over or something. Maybe you ran into the tire of an ATV, but I don't know how that would really work out, quite honestly. Here's the testimony from inside the courtroom earlier today.
And your exhibit, and tell the jury what these two images are, please.
Yes, sir. This is the unknown impression on Miss Maggie Murdaugh's left calf. And this is the photograph of the known front driver's side tire of that side-by-side.
All right, and when you were starting to compare these two, did you have to make any account for the relationship of Maggie's thigh and this ATV tire?
I did.
Now explain that to the jury, please.
Just like if you're driving in your car and an ambulance comes up behind you and you look in the rearview mirror, you can read ambulance. But if you look at the front of that ambulance, it's written backwards because you're looking through a mirror. Well, with a shoe, a tire, or Miss Maggie Murdaugh's leg, you can't see through her leg. You can't see through the tire. So you have to flip one of them or the other. So flipping the tire, in my opinion, because it has some characteristics on it that I wanted the reader to be able to look at, I chose to flip the impression on her leg to do the comparison, because unless you do footwear and tire tread examinations, you're not going to be able to look at something in reverse and find those points.
So this is the original orientation, is that correct?
It is, yes, sir.
And then flipping over to your next slide, that's where you've reversed the image, is that correct?
Same photograph. I just pulled it over in the old days with 35 millimeter film. And I'm from the old days, we just flipped the negative. That's all you had to do. It's a little bit more complicated in the digital world, but not that hard to do. But this is a direct representation. It's just in reverse.
All right. Continuing on as we go through Your analysis, what does this reflect?
This is just a side-by-side so you could understand the orientation. Here, 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 and here. Those are the two treads that we're talking about now.
All right.
And by the way, those on the tire are the only treads at that level on her calf that I believe needed to be examined.
All right, and again, these are just additional images illustrating the what you were focusing on in your analysis?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then this one right here?
Yes, sir. That's a side-by-side view once again, with all the background cut out of it.
All right, and then the final one. Is this? Explain this to the jury and how this supports your opinion.
This is my actual comparison, and we use a process called ACE-V, where you analyze, compare, evaluate, and verify. It's a peer-reviewed process. I never go by just my results. I always have another competent examiner with like experience and like skills look at my work, because if you're going to make a mistake, that's where the mistake's found. You don't want to put a conclusion out for something important and you miss that. And that is a very important process in the examination world, that you use peer-reviewed process. You have someone else look at it. And so what I do, so that person and the jury in the court, Your Honor, so that person can look at these details. I've got a markup here showing some unique random characteristics that I've used, but I also put the actual impression there so you can make your own decision. I didn't want to look like I was being deceptive and put enhancements in there and point things. You can look at it and make your own conclusion, but I wanted to put it right next to mine so you know I'm being straight here, or you can make your own opinion.
All right, very quickly, is it your expert opinion that this mark on the back of Maggie's leg is a tire impression and not anything else?
That is a tire tread impression. That is my opinion.
All right, now I see you have a number of arrows here that have different colors, and so I'd like to move through those and you explain what you're pointing to with those arrows in this image, okay?
Absolutely.
Let's start with the baby blue one, and tell the jury what that indicates to you.
Now, you're going to have to tell me, because I can't tell shade from up here.
Right.
Okay, the top one.
Yep.
Yes, sir. All right, here you've got your unknown impression. You see down there? Here you got your unknown impression, and what I pointed here is at the start of that impression, and it's in mud, by the way. It's in mud, and so it's really, really fragile, but it's still here. You got an unknown impression, and here's approximately where it starts in the unknown, and here is where it starts in the known. And you can look at both, the marked up one and the actual impression itself.
All right,
and it's here.
All right, and then moving on to this one right here, kind of we got a purple one, and then kind of that.
Yes, sir, I see
whatever
it.
That one is, but explain the jury what you're seeing there and how that supports your conclusion.
Right here is the other side of that tread. And this tread is this tread is this tread. Those two are the same. And right here, you can see it come up, and it actually makes a complete corner there. Comes up, and it curves out just a little bit there.
All right. And is that consistent with the sort of unique shape of that top tire?
Yes, sir, it is. Right here, and then it comes up. Now, it's exaggerated a little bit in the drawing, but that's the best I could do with a stylist trying to get it there.
And are those very distinct patterns that you see in the mud that match up with that particular tire?
Yes, sir. Not so much the corner there, but these in here are. You can see a unique random characteristic here, and all that is a void pattern in the mud. You can also see it here. I mean, almost perfect. You can see one here where the yellow area is. You can see it here. It's right there.
All right, you're kind of doing a little mountain or a little hump. And expand on that with the jury. Why is that significant to you?
Because that's not in the process of making the tire. That's because whoever drove that side-by-side last hit some dirt or some mud, and that is a pattern that's left in mud on the tire. And in my opinion, it transferred to Miss Maggie Murdoch's calf.
All right. And show the jury where you're talking about, the little hump on
yes,
this
sir.
Image right here, if you could show it.
It's marked with a yellow arrow.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. right here, and I've marked it there, but you can look at the one that's not marked, and you can also see it here.
All right, talking about this bottom impression, we got a white arrow to that line right there. Explain that to the jury. What's significant in your analysis about that?
I marked that because unless you examine, unless you got really, really good eyesight, you might not even pick up on that. But here, you've only got a partial line. The whole line didn't show through in the transfer of the mud or dirt or debris. And I kept myself honest. I only highlighted the length of that, but you can also see it here. And here, you can see that side of that tread, that tire tread.
All right. And moving on now to this green one right here, and kind of green to the baby blue to that blue, just kind of going around there. If you could explain that to the jury and its significance, if any, to your analysis.
It's just a continuation, and there's a little break in there, but they're still the same angle, same lines, and they match up, and that's just because the dirt didn't transfer completely. But you got plenty of skeletonized line here to show the outline of that tread here, here, and here, and that's here, here, and here.
In your opinion, that's a tire impression, is that
correct?
That
is a tire impression, that's my opinion.
And in your opinion, based on these very significant mirror images and accidentals and that sort of thing, is that most likely that specific tire tread that's on the back of
it? It is most likely that tire. If it's not that tire, it's a similar tire with the same tread design.
And that particular tire was in close proximity to where Maggie was found, correct?
In close proximity.
Looking at how you had Maggie in that first shot, I think you had me kind of angled a little bit like that. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And if she was angled that way near that front tire, would she be facing towards the feed room?
Yes, sir.
All right. And are those two shots that were suffered in the abdomen and the thigh, are those consistent with the shooter coming from the direction of the feed room?
Certainly could be. Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead and have a seat for me if you would. Sure, I'll have you back up.
That's the latest that we have for you. Keep it here for the latest on the Alec Bernard trial, including full courtroom coverage later in the day. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of that. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.